Final Examination, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Every morning, Tom gets up early and goes to school by school bus.
2. The Eiffel Tower is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the world.
3. Dogs are our friends. They can be trained to help the blind.
4. Could you please help me? Something is wrong with my computer.
5. Tom's favorite outdoor activity is playing basketball. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Dad, it's 8 o'clock. We'll be late for the film.
Take it easy. The film will begin at 8:30. We still have 30 minutes.
Question: When will the film begin?
2. Hi, Sarah. A nice day, isn't it?
Yes, but tomorrow won't be a good day for a picnic. It will rain heavily.
Question: What will the weather be like tomorrow?
3. Is that blue bicycle yours, John?
No, it's Peter's. Mine is that green one.
Question: Whose is that blue bicycle? 4. I will go to Canada for the holiday. Will you join me?
No, I've been there twice. I want to go to Australia, but it's expensive. So I'm going to France instead.
Question: Which country will the man go to for his holiday? 5. I like computers. I surf the internet twice a week. What about you?
Well, I chat with my net friends on it 4 times a week.
Question: How often does the girl surf the internet?
6. Is Frank on the playground?
No. He was playing football with Tom there half an hour ago. Maybe he has gone to the classroom.
I couldn't find him there either.
Perhaps he has gone home.
Question: Where was Frank half an hour ago?
7. It's nice to live in the city, I think.
Not really. It is convenient, but the air is dirty and the street is noisy.
Is this the reason you moved to the countryside?
Yes. I like the quiet life there.
Question: Why does the man like to live in the countryside?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Old Smith was sitting under a big apple tree in front of his house. His grandchildren were busy eating the apples. Old Smith said to them, "Now I'll tell you how this tree got here. More than 50 years ago, I complained to my rich neighbor that I was very poor. Oh, how happy I would be if I had $100. My neighbor said, "That's easy. Right in your garden, there are more than $100 in the ground." That night, I dug up the ground and made a big hole, but I found nothing. When my neighbor saw the hole the next morning, he said, "I didn't mean that you had to dig a hole. I meant I would give you a young apple tree. Plant it in the hole, and in a few years you'll see your money." I planted the tree, and after several years, it produced good apples. I sold them and got more than $100. My neighbor taught me an important lesson. Old Smith was sitting under a big apple tree in front of his house. His grandchildren were busy eating the apples. Old Smith said to them, "Now I'll tell you how this tree got here. More than 50 years ago, I complained to my rich neighbor that I was very poor. Oh, how happy I would be if I had $100. My neighbor said, "That's easy. Right in your garden there are more than $100 in the ground." That night, I dug up the ground and made a big hole, but I found nothing. When my neighbor saw the hole the next morning, he said, "I didn't mean that you had to dig a hole. I meant I would give you a young apple tree. Plant it in the hole, and in a few years you'll see your money." I planted the tree, and after several years it produced good apples. I sold them and got more than $100. My neighbor taught me an important lesson. 4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。In America, when people say man's best friend, they don't mean another person. Instead, they're talking about a lovely animal, a dog. The words show the friendship between people and animals. Dogs and other pets can give happiness to people's lives. Some people think of their pets as their children. A few even leave all their money to their pets when they die. Animals can help people too. Dogs can be taught to become the eyes for a blind person or ears for a deaf person. Scientists have found that pets help people live longer. They make people happier too. That's why animals are brought into hospitals for visits. America hold Be Nice to Animals Week, the first week of May. Pet shows are held during the week. Even if you don't live in America, you can also do this. How? If you have a pet, take more time this week to play with it. Remember to give it delicious food. If you don't have a pet, be kind to animals around you. If you see a street dog, don't kick it or throw things at it. If others around you do bad things to an animal, try to stop them. As people, we must protect animals who can't speak for themselves. In America, when people say man's best friend, they don't mean another person. Instead, they're talking about a lovely animal, a dog. The words show the friendship between people and animals. Dogs and other pets can give happiness to people's lives. Some people think of their pets as their children. A few even leave all their money to their pets when they die. Animals can help people too. Dogs can be taught to become the eyes for a blind person or ears for a deaf person. Scientists have found that pets help people live longer. They make people happier too. That's why animals are brought into hospitals for visits. America hold Be Nice to Animals Week, the first week of May. Pet shows are held during the week. Even if you don't live in America, you can also do this. How? If you have a pet, take more time this week to play with it. Remember to give it delicious food. If you don't have a pet, be kind to animals around you. If you see a street dog, don't kick it or throw things at it. If others around you do bad things to an animal, try to stop them. As people, we must protect animals who can't speak for themselves.